Now listen to this man, James, now as he hands down, not only summing it up, but he hands down now a decision, and a very important decision. And this decision is simply this: wherefore my sentence is, that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols, and from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. Now, he says, let's write unto the Gentiles that are turned to God, and that we do not attempt to put them under the Mosaic system, and that they are to be courteous. They must remember that a great many of the Israelites are offended about eating meat that had been offered to idols. Now, I'll go into that in 1 Corinthians about this matter of eating meat. You see, in that day, what the Gentiles did, especially in Corinth, was they would offer to the gods their best lamb or their best animal or whatever it might be. But they were pretty clever. They took it in, made an offering of it. And so the gods that were spiritual, they ate just a spiritual animal. So they went in and got the meat again. And they had a meat market in the temple. And if you wanted to get the best steaks in that day, the filet mignons and the porterhouse steak and the New York cut, that's where you went. The local meat market didn't have good meat, but you'd get it there. So the Gentiles, they weren't offended by that. Didn't make any difference to them where the meat came from. But the Israelite in that day was offended by it. That had been offered to idols. He'd been brought up that way. And so the thought is, when you have a Jewish brother over for dinner, don't offend him by bringing in something that's been offered to idols. It may be a lovely filet mignon. But when you have me over for dinner, friends, let's have the filets. I like them. And it wouldn't make any difference who they'd been offered to, far as I was concerned. But somebody else might be offended, you see. Now, notice what he says, that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols and from fornication. And you notice that? Adultery in that day was something that they didn't mind committing. The Gentiles lived in it. In fact, it was a religious rite. By the way, we're going back to paganism today. We talk about the new morality and the idea of sex, sex, sex. My friend, that was a religion long time ago. Our ancestors, when they came out of the woods half naked, eating raw meat, they had a new morality also. And the closer people get to God, they'll get right on this matter of sex, by the way. And adultery will be wrong. And that's the thing, they're to abstain from these things, and from things strangling from blood. For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day.